This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton.
Here we go.
U.S. President Joe Biden confirmed that U.S. forces have shot down the Chinese surveillance balloon that was spotted over the United States this week. The president told reporters in Hagerstown, Maryland, that he had ordered the Pentagon to knock the balloon out of the sky as soon as it was safe to do so. He said the U.S. took action as soon as the balloon was safely over water off the coast of the eastern United States. Biden praised the U.S. aviators who brought the balloon down on Saturday. Officials on both sides of Russia's war in Ukraine say dozens of prisoners have returned home following a prisoner swap. Top Ukrainian presidential aide Andriy Yermak said in a Telegram post that 116 Ukrainians were freed. Russian defense officials announced that 63 Russian troops had returned from Ukraine. Nearly a half million people have been left without power after an overloaded electrical substation in Odessa, Ukraine, caught fire while the temperature stood at 2 degrees Celsius on Saturday. Temperatures are expected to be below freezing for much of next week. Ukrainian officials warn that repairs could take weeks, and the Ukrainian government said it would ask Turkey to send vessels that carry power plants to Odessa and ordered Ukraine's energy ministry to deliver generators to the town. The United States and Russia faced off Saturday over a World Health Organization report on the humanitarian crisis in Ukraine. Moscow said it was politically motivated, and Washington called for it to be swiftly updated. WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus's report was presented to the organization's executive board, which includes both Russia and the United States. More on that story at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Pope Francis is seeking to console the long-suffering people of South Sudan. More from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
After arriving in the world's newest country on the first ever papal visit Friday, Francis was spending Saturday ministering first to church personnel and then to South Sudanese who have been forced by fighting, flooding, and other crises to leave their homes. Francis was highlighting in particular the plight of South Sudanese women, half of whom are married before the age of 18 and then face the world's highest maternal mortality rate. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
A bipartisan group of leading U.S. lawmakers has nominated Jimmy Lai and five other Hong Kong democracy advocates for the Nobel Peace Prize. The six nominees are representative of millions of Hong Kongers who peacefully opposed the steady erosion of the city's democratic freedoms by the Hong Kong government, widely seen as taking orders from Beijing and the government of the People's Republic of China. That, of course, a quote from the group of lawmakers. A tanker is drifting off the coast of Brazil. VOA's Laurel Bowman has more.
Brazil sank a decommissioned aircraft carrier in the Atlantic Ocean off its northeast coast, the Brazilian Navy said, despite warnings from environmentalists that the rusting 1960s French-built ship would pollute the sea and the marine food chain. The 32,000-ton carrier had been floating offshore for 3 months since Turkey refused an entry to be scrapped there because it was an environmental hazard. Then the ship was towed back to Brazil. Laurel Bowman, VOA News, Washington.
AP correspondent Jackie Quinn is reporting the Democratic National Committee will vote to change its primary calendar as a way to give a louder voice to Black and other minority voters.
States that vote early in the primary season have major influence because White House hopefuls who are struggling to raise money or gain political traction often drop out before they get to visit areas outside the first five primary states. The current calendar has been in effect for the past five decades, with Iowa leading off with the caucuses, followed by New Hampshire's primary, and then contests in Nevada and South Carolina.
That's AP's Jackie Quinn reporting. East African leaders are in Burundi on Saturday for a regional summit to discuss the raging conflict in Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo. The talks are being hosted in Burundi's economic hub by the East Africa Community, which is leading mediation efforts to end the resurgent fighting in the restive east of the giant Central African nation. From Washington, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.